Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, Jen Hobby, how does love lost and found work here?
Basically, this is when two people meet and they make some sort of connection and maybe have enough of a conversation where they would know something about that other person, but for one reason or another, they didn't get the digits, didn't store it in the phone correctly or whatever, chickened out. And then a couple days later, they're going, man, that could have really been something. So come to us and tell us the story, how you met and everything, every detail that you have about that person. And we put it out in sort of an all points bulletin to the Bert Show community, and everybody comes together and tries to track that person down.
I think this is a smooth transition from Run DMC into this guy, you know, because I'm sure there's
dancing.
Yes. Nicely done.
Yeah. I mean, he hears this. He's probably on his head right now.
Yeah.
He's spinning right now.
That's right. On top.
One handed. No, he's doing that, you know, he's doing that run step before he starts spinning.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Good, nice. Man. How are you?
Good. I was going to say it's a perfect day with Reverend Run-On for me to come as well. So
absolutely. I'm very impressed that you're still breakdancing, my friend.
You know what? I don't know if I'd be impressed, but I have a good time with it.
Can we call you Mike, or do you have a street name?
Not aww. Yet. I should have one, though.
It's Mikey Love, man.
Okay, Mikey Love.
We're doing Love, Lost, and Found here. So,
exactly.
I mean, we could already pretty much, we could sort of edit our search right now, because this happened last week, right?
It was on the 17th, I think, so a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was at the Pete Yorn Show.
Yep, at Center Stage.
Break dancing at Pete Yorn.
Wow.
How do you even do that?
That's challenging yourself.
Yeah, where do you do that at Center Stage?
Hey, bro, will you search for some Pete Yorn music? Just because I would like to hear. I know it's in there. It's got to be, so.
See, that's the beauty of it. If you know Pete Yorn, and obviously you guys do, mm-hmm. that's the last place anybody should breakdance.
Right.
And really, I'm not good at it. I'm the last person in the world that should be breakdancing, period, let alone at a Pete Yorn show. So combine those two.
Is this some Pete Yorn here? Is this him?
Yeah, that'll do it.
This is it right here?
Yeah.
This is Pete Yorn.
How do you breakdance to this?
You don't, really.
You don't.
You shouldn't.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, why were you doing it? Just to sort of be a show-off or what?
No, for some reason I usually end up breakdancing just about every time I go out. It's just something that I end up doing. But
how old are you?
I'm 35.
That's all right.
You should never do that after 23. You're saying no. Well,
yeah, you know, I'm enjoying it.
It's one of the original generation of breakdancers. I mean, you know, he's classic.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else now is sort of posing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
take
assuming,
the man out of the streets, but you can't take the streets out of the man.
I'm assuming that there wasn't a whole bunch of breakdancers at Pete Yorn. So, I mean, either she saw you or she didn't. She's not going to go. I wonder if it was the breakdancer with the dark hair or
right.
the guy with the blonde
right.
hair, the guy with the green shirt. I mean, you're the only one there doing this, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Safe bet.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, in some cases, when you make that connection, you don't get the number.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually because you chicken out. I'm assuming maybe because you were spinning on your head and just didn't have access to a pen or something, right?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't chicken out, actually. I did talk to her briefly. One of her friends came over to me and said, that's my friend. She's interested in you. You need to come talk to her.
Oh, okay.
So I went over and I said, my name's Mike. She said, my name's Amanda. It was loud. We were in the front. I said, well, let's catch up after the show. And then I just dropped the ball after that.
All right, this is a real key fact here. Did she say she was interested in you before she saw you breakdancing or after she saw you breakdancing?
After.
Good.
Oh, well, there
you're
you go.
You're in.
Okay. She likes your skills. Right. Apparently, yes. He's got breakdancing skills.
Were you afraid that she said, didn't see the breakdancing, went up to him, said hi, saw the breakdancing, and then left?
And then, wouldn't respond to.
Right. Then went hiking in Iran?
No, she definitely saw it. That's why I think she's the catch, because, you know, she knows all the Pete Yorn words, and she isn't offended that I'm breakdancing at, you know, a Pete Yorn show. So she's got to be pretty cool.
What does she look like?
She's got blonde hair. I don't... Medium height, I guess. Straight blonde hair, relatively long. I mean, it was very short, you know, exchange. So that's about all I got right now.
And you were toward the front, you say? You toward the front of the... were you in front of the stage, or where were you?
Yeah, on the floor.
Okay.
Small floor there.
Sure,
so.
in the pit.
Oh, that's right, because he had to have a space to do his thing.
Yeah.
Do you know her friend's name?
I do not. She was there with... a girlfriend and that girlfriend's boyfriend.
Hmm.
Three of them.
But there is really not. Now, you said you talked to her for a couple of minutes. She must have given you something.
No, really, it was we were just making eye contact throughout the night, and then it was, I'm Mike, I'm Amanda, let's talk after the show. And that was it.
Dang.
Huh.
Well, this is going to be a tough one.
She didn't come find you after the show? You weren't looking for her after the show?
Yeah, that's where I dropped the ball, because I sort of forgot, like, for a second that I was supposed to do that, and then everybody was funneling out, and then it was too late.
See, so she might have been waiting around for him.
Mm-hmm. He got mad.
She wanted to, be the left side of your caterpillar.
He was dizzy at that point.
She's like, I just got rejected by a breakdancer.
All right, so all we have is a name, dude. I mean, that's really not a lot. Blonde, medium, height.
If you could estimate Amanda. Her age, what would you say?
27, 28.
Okay.
But nothing concrete. She was there with a girlfriend, and you do know that the girlfriend was there with her boyfriend.
Yeah, because she came over and said, that guy is not her boyfriend, he's mine. She's interested in you, you need to talk to her.
Oh, dude.
Man, you really dropped the
ball.
Man,
it was set up.
That's why I'm 35 and single. Come on. I get things like this.
Wow.
There's a reason why we're on the radio doing this now.
That's right.
True. So really, we just have to look out that one of the three of them are listening.
That's
or somebody that
for.
Went to the Pete Yorn show.
Or if you have a friend named Amanda that you know you went there that night, then you may be the key for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we don't necessarily... Inevitably, we're looking for Amanda, but if you're sort of the bridge to get to her, then call us also, 404-741-Q100.
It's going to be tight,
though. Yeah, I don't think we've ever been successful when we just had a name. The only thing that makes us stand out, obviously, is it's a small venue.
Yeah.
You were breakdancing
at
a Pete Yorn show, so others saw you, and if they were there with Amanda, know who she is and know who you are, so...
It's a shot in the dark.
But you know what else might come of this is you might get a phone call or a message on Facebook or something from somebody who's been looking for a 35-year-old breakdancer. You know, and there could be a woman out there who's like, God, you know what? I just haven't found that guy who's got everything. He's got it together. He's got a job. He likes Pete Yorn. He breakdances. He's 35.
He's a home run.
Right.
Usually
sure
in that top
there.
10 somewhere
they gotta be.
On that list.
So, somebody's like, oh, when I was young, I loved breakdancing.
Because Bert believes in destiny the way you believe in beatbox. And
right.
I think there's a good chance that the phone will, you know, that the phone will ring or the email light will light up saying, hey, what about me? I'm not Amanda, but I appreciate doing the worm.
If this is true breakdancing destiny, then Amanda is either listening or one of her friends are.
Hey, well, I appreciate any help that you guys can give me.
Electric Boogaloo, partner.
We'll try, Mike. Right. Thanks. We'll give you a call back if we get any leads.
All right. Thank you. See
ya. Not a lot to go on here.
The phone's not ringing.
He's hanging his head like the end of the robot.
Okay.
All right. If you know an Amanda.
Did you look all those terms up? Like, you had to, didn't you?
That's awesome.
Hello. Me in the streets.
It's in his soul. Mm-hmm. Look at him. It's in his soul.
I'm going to go have to get some spray paint and tag
whatever.
Something.
He's on urbandictionary.com right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
All right, if you know of an Amanda that was at Pete Yorn on the 17th, that's really the only thing we have to go on.
Mm-hmm.
If you know Amanda or you know her friend that was there, then give us a call or shoot us an email at q100atlanta.com or call us.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.